Hey, welcome back to our segment of The Scent Life Out of the Tower, where we take what we have taught in the classroom, what we teach in the classrooms around here, and we try to break them down into bite-sized chunks that are real practical so you can take what we're talking about and move into the street as you talk about Jesus, as you try to lead your neighbors to Christ, as you help them walk more deeply with Jesus. And as we do each week, I welcome my friend Dr. George Robinson into the Scent Life studio. Dr. Robinson, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here, Dr.
Glad you're here. What do we have this week for our Out of the Tower tip?
So this week we're going to be talking about the prepositions of the gospel.
The prepositions, okay.
Not the propositions.
The prepositions.
There are propositions. There are true statements, absolutely,
right,
to the gospel. We're going to talk about the prepositions,
okay,
to the gospel. So
you were an English teacher at one point, right?
I was a history teacher. Yeah. So I'm from the South. English is really...
English as a Southern language, right?
English is really bad or poor or something.
Like
I don't
that.
Even know how to say it. So there you go.
There
I'm
you
not
go.
An English teacher.
All right. Let's talk about the prepositions
of
the
gospel.
Gospel.
Yep. So here are the four prepositions, then I'll explain why they're important.
Okay.
From, for, into, and onto. So when it comes to the gospel, you know, oftentimes Christians understand that the gospel saves us from our sins. And that's just kind of straightforward evangelism, right? That gets at the doctrine of justification, regeneration, those types of things. But the gospel doesn't just save us from sin. The gospel saves us for God. Mm. So several weeks back, we talked about preaching the gospel to yourself.
Yeah.
And how the gospel continues to be necessary for our growth, our sanctification. So from sin, justification, mm-hmm, for God, sanctification. But then the gospel also saves us into the church.
Mm.
And so even when I'm communicating, you know, again, several weeks ago, I said, don't invite people to church, invite people to Jesus.
Yep.
But when they come to Jesus, what will happen is the roadblocks that maybe previously existed from cultural situations,
yep,
with the church, those roadblocks become less and less significant in their lives. And then you're able to bring them into the community that's called the church. And the value of the church in our evangelism and our discipleship is that it's a community whereby we learn what it means, mm-hmm, to worship and obey. And it's an environment that cultivates our sanctification process. It helps us,
good,
grow in our sanctification. But the final preposition is the one that oftentimes we miss when it comes to our evangelism,
mm-hmm,
and that's the gospel saves us from sin, for God, into the church, and onto mission.
Good. Wow.
Onto mission. And the gospel really has not been clearly communicated until we help people to understand that they weren't just saved for themselves.
Mm.
They were saved to live on mission with God. You think about Jesus in the gospel according to Matthew. His entire ministry begins as he comes out of that wilderness temptation. He begins to call men and women to follow him,
mm-hmm,
and he's going to make them fishers of men. So right out of the gate, Jesus says, follow and fish.
Mm.
He communicates to them that the end game here is for you to live on mission with me,
mm,
not just to learn some things, not just to obey, but to teach others to obey. And then the beautiful thing about Matthew's gospel is that it ends with Matthew 28:18 through,
right,
20. And in that text of Scripture, you get essentially the same thing. Jesus says, all right, now go make disciples, baptize, and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded. And so the disciples understood that they were saved from sin, for God, into the church, and on to mission with God. And so we haven't really laid the gospel out in a clear and compelling way until we call people on to mission with him.
Great. Embrace those prepositions.
You got it.
Thanks for being with us this week, Dr. Robinson.
Glad to be here.